WCHD 3 Detroit, KMPS HD 3 Seattle, WBMX HD 3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
Your life reimagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing.
248-545-SOUL.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian. And together, we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. And my website, jeanadrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I've got a new book, Power Tools. You can get it there or Amazon. I've also got a ton of tools on my website to help you grow. And be sure to sign up for my newsletter while you're on my website, and I'll give you a free membership for the online version of the InnerSpeak cards. They're the ones I'm going to be using today to do clearings. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years experience and intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me today, or you can book a session with both Gene and I. We offer a 30-minute dual team, get to go quite a bit more extensively personal and get a lot more information within the half hour than you can get on the show. We do recommend it. It's a great deal, and it's only for Sky listeners. Throughout the show, we'll give you more information. All right, so I want to say happy spring.
Do you know, I heard on the news last night that in Pennsylvania, they are trying to fire Punxsutawney Phil, which is the groundhog that comes out, because he screwed up so bad this year. They were going to give him the death penalty. How sick is that?
Serious? They're joking.
They're joking.
Because both Phil and Wyarton Willie both said the same thing, and I'm, you know, usually Willie's pretty correct, but not this year.
Well, the we've got one down here, General Beauregard Lee, and he was right. He said, hang on to your hats, there's going to be more winter. So I guess he gets to keep his job for another year.
Well, Wyarton Willie's the only one that's an albino.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Still wrong. However, yeah. You know, I guess if we actually let the groundhog pick the day that the groundhog wants to come up to see if it's ready, probably would be a different story. But since we make the choosing of what the day is, you know,
right,
has a lot more to do with whether the sun's out or not.
I think so. But here we are, you know, it's officially spring.
And we're out of Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, you know, and I think that, well, maybe not so much today. There's a bunch of scritchy energy going on today because of planetary alignments. But, you know, basically we've got the wind in our sails, so we can start to move forward now and begin creating wonderful things in our lives, huh?
Yeah. 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 It has a lot to do with your state of being. And I think, you know, that's where we all need to set our intentions and to focus on how we're being instead of all the things that we're trying to do, change, fix, heal. I mean, it really comes down to, you know, how are you being? What is the emotional state that you're focused on? Because that really is really the emphasis or the intention that we give out to the universe, and that's where we need to focus on most. I think, you know, most of the time we get caught up on what's wrong in our lives, and you know, we all have our stories of what's wrong in our lives, and it's really a matter of us switching that over to, you know, if I had everything I wanted, what would be the state of being that I would be in? What would it make me feel? What is our core? You know, I love the movie, I know people are going to laugh at me, but Rise of the Guardians, because it brought Santa, helped Jack find his core. And I think that's something that, you know, a lot of us need to look at is what is our core being? Like, what is that feeling that we can have when we are in our bliss, when we are perfectly aligned with our own soul and our own connection? What is that core feeling? What is that core being? And that's the thing that sort of we need to get back in touch with. And that's really our sole purpose.
Yeah, and we also have to get our minds off our misery. I, you interviewed William White Cloud some time ago, and I've interviewed him a couple of times as well. And he tells a story about how he was dying. I mean, he literally had some sort of incurable disease, and nobody could really figure out what it was. And he met someone who said, I know exactly what's wrong with you, and I know exactly what you need to do to fix it. And basically, long story short, it was start eating red meat, drink wine every day, smoke, you know, 5 or 6 cigarettes every day. There was one other absurd thing. I forget what it was. And he started doing that. And within a week, he was beginning to heal. And it wasn't so much because you should be smoking cigarettes and drinking wine as it was that he just figured, what do I have to lose? I'm dying anyway. I might as well go out on a wing, you know, on the wing, you know. And he changed his attitude and he began to heal his body. And, you know, I think we really get so caught up in, like you said, what's wrong in our life. And, you know, and then we just create more and more and more of that. So I'm not advocating smoking cigarettes, folks. So don't start, you know, throwing rotten apples at me. But I'm just saying, you know, you got to change where, you know, what you're thinking about.
Mm. I think, you know, it's funny about cigarettes because I think if we... if we just smoked the natural product, you know, mm-hmm. If we were able to get real just tobacco or, you know, whether it's pipe tobacco or I think American Eagle is the one that's kind of the one in the States. I mean, if we actually had natural products, we wouldn't be addicted to it, but we get...
Oh, no, they've just done so much horrible stuff to it.
Yeah.
And that's where I was this weekend. I was in the middle of Tobacco City. We're in North Carolina, and every building there, you know, it has, you know, there's a big water tower that had Lucky Strike on it, and there was a research, a giant old building, and I don't know that they even do any cigarette production in Durham anymore, but there was an old building, and it was a tobacco research, and don't you just know that that's what they were doing in there, is trying to figure out how to make them more addictive?
Yeah. Ugh.
Gross.
Yeah. It really is. Well, we can start taking calls and instant feedbacks, and yeah. I see that we already have. But if you want to get in queue, this would be a great opportunity to give us a call. Please don't wait to the end of the show, because then we can't help you. You can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback, as some people have already done. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know, because we can't talk to you. And the clearer you are, the clearer we're able to assist you. Try and stay away from the general questions, because it will both get completely different answers, and it not won't necessarily help you as much as if you're really clear about what you're wanting. All right,
I so love this first instant feedback. Yeah, this is great.
But let's go with our phone call from Lisa first.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I was calling to find out when you guys feel like I'll be moving, relocating.
So you're wanting to completely relocate?
Yeah.
And is it because you just finished school?
No, I didn't finish. I'm not in school.
Okay. And I'm just trying to get a feel for this, because something feels like it's not quite over yet, which is what's keeping you where you are. Is it like, are you employed right now?
Yeah, I'm employed.
And are you trying to get them to transfer you, or are you wanting to leave that completely?
No, I can't be transferred. I mean, I'm self-employed, so it's not like I have like a 9-to-5 to be transferred from.
Okay. Basically, what I'm getting is what I keep feeling, is that there's something that's holding you where you are. So you're in Florida now. Are you wanting to relocate out of Florida, or are you wanting just to relocate somewhere within Florida?
Somewhere within Florida.
Okay. all I'm getting is that there's something that still that needs to end yet that you haven't let go of that's keeping you where you are. I do see a move. There's something about karma that is attached to all of this. Okay, so something karmic is holding you within this. And right now, everything that I'm getting is that it is not the time to yet move. Now, I'm sure that Jean can assist you with clearing whatever it is that's kind of holding you where you are. I see you wanting to make the changes, but everything right now is saying, you know, it's not happening for a reason. And part of the reason is there's something that's still holding you back. And I'm getting that it's a male figure. I don't know necessarily if it's a romantic, but it's somebody who's very closed down and shut down emotionally and very intellectual. And that person is kind of either trying to block you, sabotage you from moving forward, or you're just not letting go of this person. But all of this is kind of enfolding on you not moving and relocating to where you're wanting to go.
Do you know when I'll be moving, though? Like when you see that block changing?
I'm getting it could happen as early as May, or it could be 5 months from now. There's just a lot of things around that you need to sort of, you know, if you clean up what, well, maybe Jean can assist. Once Jean assists you with clearing up whatever it is that's holding you back, it may free you up completely, or you may still have some tidying up to do, but there's something you need definitely to work on. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Jean? Okay, Lisa, so the block that I'm picking up is actually something that began to be formed when you were in your mother's womb. I don't know what you know about your mother's pregnancy with you, but this happened during the second trimester of gestation. And what the setup says is child or loved one taken away and servitude, felt powerless. And what it did to your soul is it caused you to lose faith in yourself and left you with a stuck belief of I have to struggle. So this is kind of where you are with it. And, the sense I get of this actually is that, you were conceived along with a twin and the other baby, and this happens more often than we know, the other baby, either it wasn't a viable thing, the body couldn't sustain it, your mom's body couldn't sustain twins, I don't know. But what happened was, and this was a little boy, was that, you know, the fetus was reabsorbed back into the placenta, I think. And so your mom probably never knew she was carrying twins. But your little heart was really wounded. And, you know, I think his struggle to survive actually started in the womb because the sense is maybe that your mom's body couldn't support two life forms. And so, you know, you were struggling to survive and then he didn't, he left. And there's something about that that needs to be healed. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes and I want you to connect with that little baby, unborn child that was you at about five months of gestation. And I want you to ask her, little baby Lisa, what can I do to help you right now? Let's see if we can figure out what this is.
Okay.
So what do you get a sense that she wants?
You know, I don't know.
She wants forgiveness because she feels guilty because the other baby didn't survive. So just take a moment and forgive her. And all of this stuff is stuck in your second chakra in the womb area. I want you to invite your second chakra to open and release all the guilt and all the worry and all the concern that goes back to before you were born. And you have energetic debris in your body and field, and it looks like mirrors. So I want you to ask God and the angels to take all the mirrors out of your body and out of your field. And you receive... You receive blessings for doing this work, sweetie. The first one is centeredness and calmness that will enable you to see what you need to do and accomplish it. And the second blessing is opening to miracles. And it's gratitude that owns this. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides for helping you to let go of the block so that you can go on and make the move that you want to make. And I want to thank you for calling in today, and it's time for us to take our first break. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about more about new beginnings. We'll also provide you with readings and clearings, so call in now. The number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Gene Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Voices of Soul. I'm Laura Houston. Today, Jean Adrian and I are talking about spring and moving forward. We're ready to assist you with readings and clearings, so give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting so that we can offer you the best assistance possible. Jean and I offer a half-hour special for all Sky listeners. Neither of us do half hours in our work or in our private sessions, so it's just for you, Sky listeners. If you want to take advantage of it, it's only $75. Throughout the show, we will give you more information and a toll-free number that you can call to set it up, but you can contact us through either our websites, intuitivesoul.com or jeanadrian.com. All right, so looks like we've got another caller. It's Dina from Massachusetts. Hi, Dina.
Are you there, Dina?
All righty then. While we're waiting for Dina, why don't we do Jenny? That's an instant feedback. So Jenny's saying hello to us. Is currently unemployed and was wondering if there's something will come soon. She's close to having difficulties paying those lovely bills. All right. Well, close is good.
Yeah, that's better than half of them.
If the present is still where you want to be, if the present is still allowing you to do what you need to do, then, you know, just be very, very grateful and allow that energy to sort of move you forward. Again, the thing that we were talking about in the beginning about, you know, looking at that core piece of who you are and allowing that to sort of be the energy that you move forward with this. We all know what it's like. Money is probably one of the areas that brings up the most fear because, well, let's face it, if we can't pay the bills, then we have to find other things. So just get really clear. I'm getting that. I'm getting a couple things. I'm getting that there is a job that's coming, but it may not be exactly what you were thinking it would be. So what I'm going to say is be really open to everything that comes along. So even if it's a part-time job or it's something maybe that you might not have entertained in the past, but there's something that's really quite positive about it. But what I'm getting is that there may be a couple of part-time jobs that will assist you in the meantime while you sort of figure out exactly where your heart wants to go. Because I don't know that you know exactly what it is that you're truly wanting to do from a place of within your heart. What I'm getting is that there's someone around you. Now, this could either act as a large corporation or it could act as a male. And I'm getting it's kind of both. So it's either the job that you used to be in was more a corporate job and higher paying, but not what you enjoyed. And also there seems to be someone in your life that seems to want to have a hold on you. So just allow yourself to sort of make choices from your heart, like really get into that core of you and allow the decisions you make to come from that space instead of worrying about what could happen in the future, because right now everything's fine and you're in a place where you're good. So just allow that to sort of feed and really consider more options, but while you're kind of finding what it is that your heart wants to do, just sort of be open to different possibilities. And I think there's going to be some things that you'll actually really enjoy. So, Jean.
Yeah. So, actually, one of the people that is having a hold on you right now is actually your mother's mother. This is an ancestral force that you're dealing with that's keeping you from moving forward and finding the job, the right job for yourself. So don't know if your mother's mother is still alive or not. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that she wasn't happily married, the cards say that she was forced into a partnership or marriage and her heart was broken. What it did to her soul was it wounded her instincts and self-worth. And this is where you're connected. I'm not sure quite what happened with you in the last job, but somehow or another you got some instinctual and self-worth wounding. Her stuck belief was, I can't have what I want. I really think she was in love with somebody else and ended up marrying your grandfather instead. So what I want you to do, Jenny, is let's clear for your grandmother. I want you to just connect with her soul, whether she's either on the other side or whether she's still alive. Connect with her soul and just give her permission to let go of all of her anger about not being allowed to create what she wanted in her life, and also all of her fear. And then this is stuck in your heart center. Her stuff, her wounding is stuck in your heart center. So I want you to put your attention on your heart chakra, and I want you to invite it to open and to release all the wounds that are stored in your heart center that were your grandmother's wounds that you're holding there out of a misplaced sense of loyalty for her. And just let your heart heal itself. And then finally, the last clearing says to kneel and surrender to spirit and ask to be cleansed of all of your grandmother's stuff. Completely and totally. And just give her permission to go to the light and let Archangel Michael pick her up and take her to the light. Or if she's still alive, take all this pain to the light for her. And you receive blessings for contacting us today and asking for help. The first blessing is renewed faith in yourself. And the second blessing is a centeredness and calmness that will enable you to see what you need to do and go get it. And it's gratitude that owns that clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently we have Dina back. So let's go to Dina. We might not be able to finish it before break, which I'm assuming we won't, but let's start. Hi, Dina.
Hello, how are you?
Good. So, go ahead.
I've been married for 15 years, and I feel like some days are so like golden, and some days I feel like I don't know that person. It's so kind of a connected harmony, and then totally disconnected. Kind of that mode goes on and off. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, are we really connected, or is it just the time being, or is it this is how it's going to be forever?
Okay, so. This is what, again, we're not going to be able to get a lot done before our break because we'll have to go to break very shortly. But I just want to say this actually is a good relationship for you. Relationships are all about teaching us how to grow and move towards love instead of being stuck in fear. So I'm not sure what your patterns are. And I'm going to say, let's not focus on your husband and let's focus on you because this is your relationship. This is how you created. And these are your perceptions of what's going on in the relationship. So sometimes you feel really connected. Sometimes you don't. And so I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this has been a pattern that sort of happened to you before. It's been 15 years that you've been married to him. So I'm going to say that you do know him and that you are very connected to him, but there's things that are going on in your life that are making you want to escape. And these are the things that you need to become aware of. And I think from what I see, part of all of this is that you're not living your true soul's essence. You're not doing the things that you want to do for yourself. And so what happens is because you're unhappy, it's kind of overflowing into your husband's and your relationship. So This is where we're going to start with when we come back from break.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And it is that time, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com, and you can find Lori at intuitivesoul.com. While you're on my website, please be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll give you a free subscription to the online version of these cards that I'm using to do clearings on the show today. And after the break, we'll bring you more messages and clearings. So call in now. The number's 248-545-7685, and we'll be right back. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know.
But call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. Jean is with us every other Monday, so the second and fourth Monday of the month, from 1 to 2 p.m. And we're offering a special, if you like the work we're doing here, we offer an in-depth half-hour special between the two of us. It's only $75, and after the next break, I'll give you a toll-free number so that you can call us up, or you can contact us through either of our websites, intuitivesoul.com or GeneAdrian.com. All right, so right before the break, we had Dina. Okay, so Dina, I'm going to just say everything that I'm sort of picking up around this is that it's definitely about your own patterns and your own commitment around wanting to stay in a relationship or wanting to stay anywhere, like whether it's a job or something. But what I'm picking up the most is that there's a piece of your heart. I mean, part of it is blocked and closed off because of something that happened, and Jean's going to talk about all of that. But the other part of it is that there's something that you're really wanting to do with your life that you haven't started doing yet. And so your soul is sort of pushing it out, and because you're not recognizing the signs as it being about you, you're seeing it as your relationship. I'm actually getting that your relationship is pretty pretty good. I think you've been very lucky in who you've chosen as a life partner and his patience. And I think, you know, this is really about you. And I think you need to start planning on what you want to do, not outside of the relationship, but you as a person, your own dreams and your own goals, because I do see a wish coming that will happen, and I do see, you know, very successful marriage. Like, the marriage isn't the problem. You need to find out what it is that you're sort of missing and sort of denying within yourself or sabotaging within yourself. And I'm going to say it's going to take some work. All relationships are about, you know, really making that commitment and wanting to move forward. I just, there's this piece that you're just not quite getting about yourself and how you can, how part of this is just because your soul is really crying out for you to fulfill an essence of who you are within yourself. And so this is all coming up for you to sort of recognize that your soul's unhappy and that there's something that you really truly want to do and you came here to do, to get more into a wholeness place. So, Jean.
All right. So, Dina, I don't know how much you know about your childhood, but something traumatic happened when you were 2 years old. You may not remember this because that's pretty young. But what it says is that you were punished for something you didn't do. And this was a form of abuse of power. But I think it actually even goes back into the womb. But we'll deal with it at age 2 years old. And what this did to you was it caused you to be very ashamed and be humiliated and left you with a belief that nobody takes me seriously. So do you have an idea of what might have happened when you were two?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter, but we just need to heal that old block of, you know, a feeling that you're not being taken seriously, because what happens is now as an adult, you're not taking yourself seriously. And this gets into you, this thing that Lori is talking about you not really being on your purpose. So what I want you to do is I want you to call in an angel. This angel's name is Micah. Micah is the angel of the divine plan, of your divine plan. And I want you to ask Micah to help you, to help you to find your soul's purpose and see what you need to do to actually get on purpose so that you can be happier in your life. And this, all the blocks from age two and even from the womb are being stored in your second chakra, right in the womb area. I want you to put your attention on your second chakra, and I want you to invite it to open up and release all of the old wounds that cause you to feel ashamed, to cause you to feel humiliated, and make you think you're not being taken seriously. And just let your second chakra heal itself and balance its energies. And then I want you to ask the universe to raise your vibration as high as is humanly possible for you right now. Let's lift you up above all the old trauma from the past and fully into the present moment so that you can learn to be happy with yourself because you're doing what you came here to do. And you receive blessings from the angels for having the courage to call in today, Dina. The first blessing is a renewed faith in yourself. And the second blessing is opening to miracles. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to Angel Micah. and to all your angels, teachers, and guides. And we thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, ladies. It's really important. I will listen again and again, and I will try to call Angel Micah and get my soul purpose more detailed. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so we have another instant feedback. If you have a question, we probably could take one more caller. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Again,
we got two more.
We do?
Yeah. We've got Joanne and Raul.
Oh, Raul. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Raul's becoming now our my new regular.
Cool. Well, let's deal with Joanne first.
Let's deal with Joanne. Okay. All right. So Joanne wants to know if and when she will get a new job. She's been interviewed at a company at the beginning of February, but have not heard from them since. But she believes the position is still open. All right. So let's see what I'm getting. I'm getting that, you know, unless it's a government job, which it may very well be, either you don't fit what they want, or, you know, I would just call them and find out. But it seems like it's just been too long to be waiting on that job if that's what you're not, like, you're holding on. Okay. So
yeah, that feels really cold to me.
Yeah. I do get that that there is going to be something coming for you, Joanne, and I see a lot of success around it. But right now, you are kind of clouded. You're feeling very bound. You're feeling very restricted. And I have a feeling it has a lot to do with what happened in your previous job. Feeling like you were betrayed, feeling like something happened that just shook your foundation. And it's almost like you need to rebuild your foundation to sort of allow yourself to come from the space of recreating yourself. So whatever happened with your last job, or there's a pattern that you've sort of been moving around, everything has sort of changed for you. And so right now, it feels to me like you really need to just open yourself up again and find out what your heart wants you to do, because it feels like everything's changed and you need to get back in alignment with yourself, because it's like your very foundation was shaken to the ground, and right now you're just feeling way too restricted and bound by where you are. So there's a lot of fear that have gotten involved. I mean, I think that job that you applied for in the beginning of February, I think it was a good alignment for you, and I think it was letting you know that you're getting closer to what it is that you're wanting. But it either wasn't what you needed, meaning it might have been something from the old that you're still supposed to allow to change. So, Jean.
Yeah, boy, these are the ones I really wish I had people on the phone with me.
Yeah.
Because the block on this one, Joanne, is something that happened to you when you were 9 years old. And I would love to know what that is, because it really kind of feels like the job you're in now is replaying this whole thing. What it says as far as the setup is arranged or no love marriage. I'm assuming this would have been your parents at age 9, and suicide. And many times with my work, suicide is more figurative than literal. But I think something happened in your present job that felt like a betrayal, like a suicide, you know, like a corporate suicide kind of thing. And that's really why you want to get out of there. What this did to your soul was it created burnout, exhaustion, and weariness. The stuck belief is, I'm not lovable. So what I want you to do is, let's go back and find 9-year-old Joanne. And she's really afraid. I want you to go back and help her to let go of all of her fear. Just give her a safe space. Give her a big trash bag and let her dump all of her fear in your trash bag, and then turn around and give that trash bag to an angel and let them take that fear away. And then I want you to pretend like you're covered by a big piece of white paper and let 9-year-old Joanne write you a message on the paper. When she's done writing, Take the paper, turn it around, and read what the message says. And finally, you've got a lot of old stuck energy in your body and in your field that's blocking you from finding a new job and getting out of the one where you are right now and where you're feeling stuck. This is just kind of old, yucky, stuck energy. I want you to close your eyes, look inside your body and out in your field and find all of the old stuck energy and ask the angels to take all this yuck to the light because you don't need to deal with that anymore. And you receive blessings from the angels for having the courage to write us today, come in on instant feedback, and ask for help. The first blessing is release from overwhelm. And the second blessing is a healing from your awakened inner that happens as you do this work. So it's gratitude, Joanne, that owns every clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides. And it's time for us to take our last break for today. I'm Jean Adrian, and if you like the work that Lori and I are doing today and you want some more in-depth work, you can either visit me on my website and sign up for a one-on-one session with me, or you can take advantage of our special for Sky listeners, where Lori and I will work with you for half an hour together. And when we come back from the break, Lori will give you the number that you can call. It's a toll-free number to take advantage of that offer. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We'll be right back.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
It's alright, it's alright, alright.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky, New Horizons,
No Boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori, balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now, 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky, newskyradio.com.
This is Voices of Soul. Jean and I are talking about spring and moving forward, and we've gotten lots of instant feedbacks and calls today. We have a half hour special. We're not going to be able to get to all of you, or we're not going to be able to get to fully. This usually happens with us. We get very busy. But if you want to take advantage of our half hour special so that we can give you more in-depth, both clearing work and intuitive guidance, you can contact us. It's only $75 for half an hour with both of us, and you can call us at my toll-free number, 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. And Jean will be back with us on Monday, April 8th is her next show. All right, so Raul, I'm going to hand you most of this to Jean, because we've sort of talked about this. One of the things that you cannot do is help her find peace. You have to find the peace within yourself, and that will be the best way for all of this to get cleared up, okay? So I know that you feel that this is a strong magnetic connection, and we've talked about already that it's a karmic connection versus a soul connection, so it's really about you sort of moving forward. So, Jean, why don't you assist Raul to clear whatever it is that's holding him back?
Yeah, you know, I love it. This is two of these in one show. But, sweetie, she was conceived at the same time you were. So you were supposed to have been a twin with this soul, and she didn't make it. And so now she's back in your life again. She actually did incarnate much later, and then you have met each other, and it's an instant recognition, you know, because of that. But what happened in the womb caused you to lose faith in yourself, and, you know, set you up for struggle. And, you know, this whole thing about a pattern of trying to help other people is the struggle. So what I want you to do is go back and find baby Raul in the womb, and I want you to help him to forgive himself for surviving when this woman's soul did not. And then I want you just to ask the angels to take away all the mirrors in your body and your field so that you can stop attracting people to you that make you feel like you felt in the womb when your twin died. And I just want you to pretend like you're looking at yourself in a mirror, and what you're going to see is a guy who thinks he can fix people. And I want you to blow on that image and blow that image away. It's the Chiron, the wounded healer image. And so that way you can see behind the image and see who you really are and get on purpose and do what you're supposed to be doing for yourself in your life. Raul, you receive blessings for asking for help here. The first blessing is a healing from your awakened inner. And the second blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune, and it's gratitude that owns the clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and your guides. All right. So
all right,
we've got
so
one more,
last,
right?
Yes, and I don't know that we'll both be able to have an opportunity to talk, so I'm just going to do this very quickly.
Go for
again,
it.
If you want to have private sessions with us, call my toll-free number, 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. Or go to either one of our websites, intuitivesoul.com or jeanadrian.com, and set something up with us. Mention that you're a Sky listener so you can take advantage of our special. So this is Alex. Alex is ready for the warmer weather to arrive. Oh, I hear ya. Question is discovering the gifts from God and sharing it with the world. My true desire is to teach spirituality, meditation, etc. Do you see anything popping up in the next few months? Teaching opportunities at centers, temples, etc. Okay, so I'm just getting that this is your wake up. This is you moving into your essence of who you are. This is your time to sort of start exploring, you know, your heart and everything around it.
my feeling is you still have a ways to go before you can move into teaching anything yet. And it's like you're kind of combining yourselves, both the masculine and feminine within you, and just really embracing all of that and moving forward. There's a lot of karma around this, so this is definitely something you've set up to bring into your life at this time in your life to sort of move you forward. It's not time to leave your day job. It's not time to sort of set up anything because you're still really in a process of growing and evolving yourself. And we'll always have clients if that's what you're necessarily looking for. But I think right now this is really about you, Alex, and really just embracing all of the new opportunities and possibilities that come your way and just get very excited and open your heart and just go for it.
Yeah, and put out there, Alex, that you want to, you're going to do a weekly meditation group and just open your house up for people to come join you in meditation. And that support, you know, that old thing about when two or more are gathered together in my name, that support will help you as you just get people together to meditate. Yep. That's an easy way to get started. And, wow, this has been a great show, Lori. What a great way to step into springtime. I think we've created some warmth anyway. And maybe tomorrow it'll be warm all over the planet. I want to thank all the listeners for joining us this afternoon. We've had a fabulous show, and we look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. So this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio powered by CBS. We love you. Ciao.